Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I hope I'm not the only one, because we end up putting them on the show plan and we talk about them a lot. But I love those old moments when they're talking to people who, by all rights, shouldn't have known what was going to happen in the future.
No, not everybody's
a futurist.
But
we can watch them and go, oh, look at that. They were so wrong. And,
yeah.
And we've done it to us. Like when Apple announced the iPad, and I quite boldly said, that is the dumbest thing ever. Their stock price is going to go down, because who wants something that's just a bigger phone that can't make phone calls? Before I single-handedly rose their stock price 20% by buying all the iPads I could.
Also, you've probably made 4 phone calls since then.
Yes.
Because no one makes calls anymore.
Right. Absolutely true. So this is a collection of Wall Street people, like in New York, obviously, the stock exchange. In 1979, being interviewed on the street, like in front of the bull statue or whatever, okay, talking about technology and its impact and the future.
They're doing a word association, so it's kind of hard to hear the person off mic who's doing the interview. They basically say, I'm going to say a word. You repeat the word and tell me the first thing you think of when you hear that word.
Now, okay, when we're
like in this one, I think it's they say like computers. So the person then repeats back computers and then whatever they think of.
Right. And by the way, I wish there was a thing in this where there was like a little arrow pointing to each person that you can see in the video saying, where are they now? Or what did, like the guy in the middle, he's dead. Like that was, he's dead. There's no question.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Even the guy in the foreground, it's like 70 and retired.
Yeah. But like, did they have great careers or, you know?
Yeah.
Did one of them become the first board op for the Free Beer and Hot Wing show when we were on 2 stations and he was down the hall using the intercom? Because that guy was a traitor once.
Now, it's obvious just by looking at the video that this is from the 70s. It's obviously really old. You can tell by the style, by the...
Yeah, you know, definitely would have went 79, 80, 81. It's right in that era.
But take all of that away and you still know that this is old, because this doesn't happen now. People get interviewed on the street all the time. And no one cares.
No one stops.
But in all of these clips, there's these crowds of people just gathered around.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Billy on the streets bringing John Hamm with him, you know,
and
nobody's saying anything, and they don't even realize it's John Hamm right away, or Paul Rudd, or whomever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a little shaky.
Your job.
My job? That's a living.
Okay, so he says, what do you think of when we say your job? It's a living. And he already said, I'm a little shaky and worn out.
Yeah.
Privacy. Loneliness.
Privacy equals loneliness. Boy, this guy needs help.
Okay. Well, they say a lot of those traitors, man, they're just like, it was a rough go.
Yeah, because this is back when they're shouting on the floor.
People.
Do you think the governments have more power than corporations?
Do the governments have more power than corporations? Boy, if you believed it then, you don't believe it now.
Do I think the government has more power than corporations? If you'd asked me that question a few years ago, I would have said no, but today I would say definitely yes.
Who is the pterodactyl lurking behind him?
Oh, wow. Look at this guy.
That's the longest cigarette that I've ever seen.
Man, that guy was just about to play Cruella.
Yeah, but why is that pterodactyl? And I thought, what is happening?
We were in his movie.
Yeah.
Asked me that question a few years ago, I would have said no, but today I would say definitely yes.
Good news, the corporations have gotten it back.
I've seen some S in the last couple of years, let me tell you.
Things are changing fast.
How do you feel about your job?
How do I feel about my job? Well, if it paid a little more, I think I'd like it better.
If it paid a little more, I'd get braces. I hope someone invents Visalign.
I'd have an upper lip reduction.
Better.
How do you feel about being a member of the information age?
Well, until I walked, how do I feel about being a member of the Information Society? That's a difficult question because I didn't know we were in the Information Society.
Yeah, I got some big news, 1979. You aren't.
Yeah, no.
Not even close.
Just wait.
You're still walking to pick up the newspaper.
By Information Society, I presume you mean computers and so forth. I think it's terrific. Without it, we wouldn't be nearly what we are today.
Well, you really changed your opinion in about 10 seconds. Yeah, you had right. no idea what it was when he asked you yeah. and admitted that.
Yeah, well, he's formulating ideas yeah. now. And
gives us the opportunity to grow both as human beings and scientifically. To make
Steve's right. The people gathering on the street are looking into it like they're, you know, looking into...
Like it's a portal into the future?
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh, what's on the other side yeah. of the camera? Well, is it Mars?
These are the types of people that today will hang out outside of Good Morning America or the Today Show
for and just
hours and hours.
Wave.
Like, I made it on TV, Ma! Did you see the TV today? Did you see the news? I was on it. I was in the background, Ma!
To make advancements we wouldn't have made otherwise.
Remember when on Saturday Night Live when Eddie Murphy was made to look like a white person, Hot Wings, and lived a day as a white person? I think that's him.
Yeah, could be.
If you're old enough to remember that sketch, that's what this guy looks like.
Computer.
Programming.
Oh, words. Kenny Rogers. I don't know who the other guy is, but they both look like they've evaded charges.
Kind of looks like Kenneth the Page.
He does.
The guy on the right looks like he's going to show up on my porch in Omaha and ask me to join the Mormons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get the word. Computer programming.
Computer tape.
Bureaucracy. Bureaucracy Washington.
bureaucracy red tape.
Nah. Who do you think has the power right now in society?
Who do I think has the power in society? Right. The rich.
I'm Cy Sperling.
Okay,
buy a suit from me and we'll give you four.
Yeah, well, he's not wrong and that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
The rich definitely have the power in society.
Gotten worse.
Yeah.
Why so?
Why?
Are these the Koch brothers? Or what is one of them George? The guy in the back is George Soros. He's already old.
He's in a jumpsuit.
They have so much influence over with the laws, regulations that they impose upon us.
Peter Kosan? So much hair.
We're going to see Novak walk by in the background.
Hey, what are you guys doing? I'm going over to watch that guy on the tightrope between the towers. The guy, now I know you can't see him, but the guy that we said with a beard that looks like he would sell suits, he has such the smug look of a Wall Street guy that I would have thought that everyone would have. Mm. Like he's just like grinning like he, you know, like he just ate a cat. Cheshire cat thing.
Good posture.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of paperwork. Yes.
Do I have a lot of work? Paperwork? Yeah. Yes, I do.
He only said that because the older guy said it.
Yeah. I'm going to say what this guy
I just
want to
be
says.
Like you, boss.
What do you think of the corporations?
They're devious.
Computer.
They're devious.
Yeah, what do you think of the corporations? They're devious.
This guy's great. So by today's standards, he looks like he's 70, but he's probably 44.
I was going to say he's probably in his mid-40s, and he's probably going to use some sort of a older racial term of some sort.
No, that's coming up later.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, really?
Well, but just because they cut him off, I think.
Oh, okay.
Computer.
Computer? You want to know what do you want to...
What's the first thing that comes into your head? Computer,
that's what we're working on now.
Well, that guy, he's fine.
That's what we're working on now.
That guy
is
still
what we're working on.
Even in 2023, staring at a VCR flashing midnight. That's what that guy's like.
Still working on computers.
We got a gift from Mike in Vermont. And it just says, enjoy, from Mike in Vermont. And it came from Amazon. Okay. And I don't exactly know what it is. I have an idea. It's some sort of fidget toy.
Oh. Is it a keychain, too? Yes.
I know you love keychains.
Oh, man, I love useless garbage.
Take a good whiff of it, because the inside of the gift bag smelled like pure chemicals.
That was vinegar.
Oh. Oh, it's not.
I don't like it.
Oh, boy, that smells bad.
Look, you can blow them up.
You put your mouth on that?
No, I just took the little tab that you pull out.
I'm not touching it again.
How's it going to move? You just going to leave it there?
Didn't get one?
Oh, I got like six more.
Oh, okay, good.
So you get one for both hands, Kelly.
Yeah, take that back to your kids. They can have vinegar hands.
Oh, man.
Why does it smell so bad?
Why did somebody send these to us?
Because he said we should enjoy them. I don't know. Is it something we talked about? It's
maybe because we fidget all the
pop
time.
Pop Fidget Toys Ball. It's Pop Toy 9 Pieces, Party Favors, Easter Basket Stuffers, Pop Ball, Bulk 3D Squeeze Toys, Squishy Ball. That's a lot of hashtags they put in the name of that.
Boy, yeah, that's really trying to be everything to everybody. Isn't
Mike,
it?
We appreciate it. All of us, especially Kelly.
I don't that much.
I appreciate it double.
This is too big of a keychain for my pocket. Let's be honest.
See, that's why you pull the thing out and then you squish it down so it's smaller.
Even flat is a little big for my
chain. All right. Well, I know six dudes are going to think this is the balls when we bring them home. So.
Yeah.
All right. On the way, Grandma forgot something pretty important, and it's only something a grandma or grandpa could do. Maybe. On the way, it is the Free Beer and Hot Wick Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.